Okay, hello dear Niknam. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Okay, first of all, I have to say, the topic is about the it's a kind of very weird thing. The topic's about the we have to really changing our stuff, our habit to do not using a sorry all the time when we wanna talk. As a, I don't know, after someone, when you're using some words as a filler word, it's changed to the such a habit. If you're using some words like this, sorry, it has a very negative actually in your interaction. It's a whole idea I just wanted to say. But in some cases, like this, you have to really say sorry. So I'm so sorry about the kind of, delay. That just happened. No, as a response, yeah, it's a very, very sweet of you. Actually, that was a very sweet voice message. I'm really glad just sent it. Yeah. And about the thing you just said, it's happened for you. I don't know, as I said, I don't know if you remember that or not. It's lasted 2 miles till that voice I just said. But also said, it's a kind of thing mostly that's happened for women, for female, and it's not kind of it's not sexism, it's not kind of biased idea, that's cause when you're talking about this stuff, maybe some people accuse you. You have a kind of biased idea about the gender. No, it's not. Okay? But it's a kind of, I think that's related to the thing, It's a kind of chemical things, mostly that's released to men's blood. Is that cause, they're being more aggressive, more, I don't know, more foolish in some cases, yeah, more idiot. Rather than women, if you have a kind of comparison between, this actually this gender, and yeah, you can see casually the female, they're being more timid. They're actually they do not have a maybe enough confidence for being in a kind of social interaction, and yeah, it's very probable you can see some stuff like this. They're using too much the sorry, this, or I don't know, the same phrase, the same word, like this in their conversation. And for sure, it's not a good thing, but it's not really such a big deal. Maybe, if you be in a kind of, I don't know, work environment that cause kind of problem that just happened for you. But if it's not, I don't think so. Yeah, it's kind of very overreacting. We just have a kind of obsession. Okay, I have to really reduce this. No, it's not really a big deal. Okay, and the tone of your voice. Tone, that means, the music of your voice when you want to say the word. It's also very important. And, yeah, you have to really, if using with a lot of intense, for sure is that cause, that negative message that would be very, very strong, stronger than before. And just, you're saying that word softly. So we have to have a kind of, manage between this stuff. And the thing I want to say about it. Another thing I want to say about it. What was that? This story. Oh yeah. And you can also using another alternative instead of just sorry. Yeah, it's very probable. The mistake that just happened. We all are actually people. We are human. It's kind of casual thing. I think you can guess it's happened for everyone. So, instead of just saying sorry, maybe we can use another, I don't know, gesture, maybe in some cases, non-verbal actually attitude. By, you know, our body language, we try to handle, you know, that situation. I don't know. Or maybe as an apology, we can use it in other words, I don't know, to try to handle it very friendly and try to make it funny, or, you know, something like this. That determine it's not really such a big deal. But if you actually, and we have to really too much selective, cause as I said, if you're constantly using the sorry words, yeah, is a kind of indicator of your weakness. But I don't want to say you have to, cause you know, if you do something in a wrong way and do not say, I don't know, the kind of sorry words, not just exactly sorry, yeah, in other words, has the same meaning. Maybe it's not actually cause you seem kind of rude, or I don't know, something like this, and it has also a negative message for your audience. So I don't know, we have to really be conscious and selective and smart in some cases. Yeah, we have to really identify, you know, which word or which actually attitude that would be suitable for which condition, you know. I know this is a thing, it just came to my mind, and I think maybe that would be good to sharing with you. And yeah, it's a very, as you said again, sweet of you, you know, sending very great actually voice message. I hope, you know, it's not such a big deal. I do not have a very extremely obsession. No, okay. Maybe it's not bad in notice to this point, but it's not too much noticeable. Yeah, just a little bit, and try to reducing as much as you can. But not in a bad way, you know, that cause you actually seem, you know, kind of rude. Okay? You have to really manage this stuff, I think. And for sure, it has a very great, actually, you can see very great result that just happened for your social actually connection, social interaction you just have with other people. And yeah, that would be more stronger and more useful. Yeah, for sure it is. Thank you so much again for your very sweet message, voice message. And again, I'm so sorry about kind of delay that just happened, you know, for this response. Thank you so much, dear Nikna. Bye for now.